They don't bite the tongue off, they'll make it.
I'll let them know.
Gee, well, I don't know when they're talking and when they're laughing.
I know what they're doing. I get a big kick.
No,
yeah, they off on English one. They don't really.
Did your mother make bedding?
Oh yeah, they done everything. Man, we had them quilt and things, you know, sticks. They put them together and they get caught in them. Oh, we made our own covers. Uh-huh. Yeah, we made our covers now today. Everything was work them days. Everything was handwork.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays you go to town and buy it. We used to make everything. Mm-hmm. We done everything at home.
Did your mother ever take a sheet of cotton batten and put it inside two pieces of cloth?
Yeah. And I used to help tie it, you know, the vendor, and we tie that and then cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've done it all day after day.
What did you call that when you got it done?
Well, she'd make comforts, make quilts and mm-hmm. stuff. We would meet all of our bed. I always thought I had. I got a cover my mother made. Say, Ma.
Don't bother.
Well, I'm going to. Ma, you know that big old cover that Mama made for me that weighs about 18 pounds? What do we have to do with that? It's dirty. Well, we know it's been made for 40 years ago. I wish I could show you. I bet it weighed 30 pounds. What's more?
Just about you, it can't you? I think I better wait.
Yeah, maybe I'm probably dizzy. Oh, it's strong.
You ever spread your bedding out on the floor and sit there?
Oh, half mile. We call it a pallet. I lay it covered down.
Uh-huh.
And then, half a mile for them.
Boy, that's fun for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was this country called when people settled it?
We used to be the Indian Territory.
Well, I mean, it wasn't mountains.
Oh, no, this is just, you know, a pretty valley here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know how late you can see, I can see Fairville. Well, you can see Fairville up here just like it's a mile away from here, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would you call highland that's pretty flat?
Highland? Well, we call that's kind of lower land than the highland is.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of level land, you know, but highland, you get on the west here, we get into that.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call good flat land that's grassy?
Good level ground, we call this good level ground, you know. Good soil here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll tell you, this is really, we really raised up here. We can raise anything here on this ground.
Not bad.
And it don't crush, you know. We can go out there, so I read in the dry, and it gets rain, just comes right up. Yeah, but we've got red land around places where you'll crush and you have to drill it over. Yeah. Sow it over.
Your dad must have known what he was looking
for. No, he got on good land.
He couldn't do
it. Oh man, we could really sell it.
Or use it. Is it a sandy loam here?
Yeah, black sandy loam, and it'll raise anything. We raise alfalfa, we can raise wheat, corn, oats, or anything you want to plant, you can raise on this ground.
Huh.
In good gardens, if you want to bother with them.
What would you call low ground down around a river valley?
Well, they call that river bottom, you know. That's where. Now they live along that Red River down. They call that along that Red River down there in Louisiana. See, they live right along that Red River. You see. That's a chalk rich ground. You know.
Then the Red flows into the Mississippi. Huh?
Yeah, it flows into the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Ends up there.
What would you call a place out in your field? Maybe you don't have any in your fields, but a place where it rains and the water stands?
We call them the low places out in the field, or pond. They call them a lower. We call it kind of a pond out in the field. The water stands, you know, and they drown things out. You know, that's bad business, too.
Boy, it certainly is. You never know if you're going to get a crop.
That's it. You don't know when you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you got ready to cut that wheat, come the big flood and rain and lose your crop, you see.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place along the river where the water stands and backs up? Not deep enough, just sort of muddy.
We just call that overflow land. That's what we call it, overflow land.